Greetings and salutations, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Talking Games. Today is Thursday, February 20th, and this is episode 7, lucky number 7. I, of course, am your host, JC, joined by my two co-hosts. This is a thing now. Rick is officially on the show.
When we record and I can make it.
Yeah, when we record and you can make it, which at the rate we're going is quite often.
Yeah.
Unless your daughter's projectile vomiting.
It tends to happen, right? You know, what can I say?
Sometimes, yeah. So, Rick's here, of course. And Norm.
What up, Jay Dizzle? Our dog.
Did you do a Jay Dizzle there?
I did.
Going back to the 90s, Snoop.
I threw a
Rick,
Dizzle.
Rick, I think we got new Word. Names for the show. We'll go straight early 90s here.
Wait, what word?
What word?
Word?
Man, we're white. I'm white. Nice. Yes. Tom Brady on bad lip reading NFL. So, we'll start every episode like we normally do. What you've been playing, so...
You put yourself first. Oh, okay, fine.
Yeah, it's like that. I'm waiting.
We'll get a natural order to this sooner or later.
Why?
Yeah, we'll keep them guessing.
Well, I wasn't on last week, so I've been playing quite a bit of stuff. I did the proverbial FIFA. I'm in Ultimate Team, Division 4 now, so it's hard. it's tough.
You know, all the FIFA hardcores just snickered, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Definitely not a hardcore. So I've been doing that, and let's hear what else. I plugged in Battlefield 3. I've been playing some Battlefield 3 online. Started that about 2 weeks ago again. Picked it up for the first time in about 2 months. That's fun. And I'm actually doing better now that I play. And
you could also be doing better because all the Battlefield hardcores are playing
before.
Yeah, well, there was a game or two where, the team I was on was so bad, and I never quit out of an online game. I think that's a punk move. Like if you're losing and you leave a game, you're a bitch.
Yes.
That's it. That's all there
I
is
concur.
To it. Mm-hmm. This is the first time in 6 or 7 years that I've actively jumped out of a game on purpose because the team that we were playing against made it to our base and spawn kill. All they did was spawn kill. The second you appeared, you were dead. And it's not
I get out of games like that too.
Yeah, and it's not like Call of Duty where your spawn changes after a while. This was a set spawn point.
Mm. They killed everyone and got them all to. They got to a point where all your allies were also in the base.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Well, and
that's the only way you can do it in Battlefield because you can spawn on an ally if you actually change up your spawn point. But if everyone's stuck in the base, you're just kind of screwed.
And the problem also too, I think, is that it was a server where only one map was run, and the guys that were there were on the other team. That own the server, so I mean, that's if that's the only map you play and you own the server that it's on, I'm sure you have an idea as to the best way to go about it. So that kind of sucked. So I got out of that server real quick, and then I've been playing The Last of Us. Ooh, love that game. Love it.
Oh. What many people called last year's game of the year.
Mm-hmm.
I was not one of them people.
Because you played it for like an hour?
No, because I played it for 8 hours and went, oh my god, this is just like Uncharted's combat. The only thing going for this game is its story. Granted, its story is quite amazing, but trying to play through the gameplay to get to more of the story... That
seriously?
I don't own it. That, seriously, yeah, I don't care for that gameplay at all. I absolutely love the story. The story is to die for.
The graphics are gorgeous, too.
Graphics are amazing. Amazing in that game, but honestly, and we didn't do a game of the year last year. I enjoyed my time in BioShock Infinite as much. As much. I didn't finish that either. But more than both of those, The Legend of Zelda, A Link Between Worlds on the 3DS, which I've brought up. It's my game of the year last year. There was just too much, too many things going for it, too much nostalgia and too much good game there for me to. I finished it and I enjoyed it thoroughly. I'm still sitting on about 4 hours left of BioShock.
Nice.
Fair enough. Yeah, that's essentially that's what I've been playing. Last of Us. I don't know how many hours I'm in. I'm in probably about 6 or 7, maybe 8 hours. It's good.
Have you switched cities yet?
I am. Yes, I got into the
possible
truck.
Possible spoilers here, people.
Yes,
possible spoilers.
Spoiler alert.
If you are one of the people that doesn't know what goes on and hasn't played this game yet, possible spoilers here.
Yeah, it's we got in the truck after the guy gave us. Well, we went looking for the battery, and we found the truck, and we went on. And I hopped over the bus, and I am now about to sneak through the base. I guess the base of real people.
I think you're in Pittsburgh.
Okay. Yep.
Sounds like you're in Pittsburgh, right about where we ended off.
Right about where we stopped.
Yep. And that's, I couldn't think of it as the city, but Pittsburgh. Yeah, Pittsburgh is right.
So, cool. Sounds like a fun fun set of games. Fun week.
It
or
is.
Or two, I should say. What you been playing, Rick?
I finished Outlast last weekend, which was kind of my goal to get that done before the end of the month. So I'm ready for next month.
Did you make it through?
I did.
Make it through with clean underwear?
Yeah. I mean,
yeah.
the ending, like the game itself, it was okay. It was good, you know. But it's not a blow your socks off type of game. It has its niche, and once you're done with it, you can probably never pick it up again, so. But I got through it and I finished it, so that's done. And then I went back to playing FIFA, and I'm kind of just treading water with FIFA until I get to play the beta for Final Fantasy XIV starting this weekend, so. Woo-hoo. Nothing more than that right now. I could try to get back into Assassin's Creed 4 if I really felt like it, but I'm feeling more and more like I'm just going to sell that one back and wind up getting Tomb Raider eventually.
Tomb Raider. Highly recommended. Mm. That's another game I'd put in that conversation with BioShock and Last of Us.
So, yep, I'll get the 1 week free trial on Final Fantasy, and then hopefully shortly after that, the next month's free game should be up for the PSN, which right now is rumored to be Dead Nation, which is a over-the-top, down-looking shooter, kind of like the old Smash TV type game, if you've ever played that on the Nintendo. So,
You're looking down the barrel at Infamous Second Son coming on the PS4 too, aren't you? I don't know the exact date, but we will mention it when it comes around. I only look at release dates, like, the week of. I don't have a PS4 yet, so I'm not so concerned.
So, I'll let them get some age on them. They're cheaper.
Yeah.
Unless the pricing strategy changes, which I'm still hoping. Yeah, on Microsoft.
Rumors abounding about that. Yeah. So, be interesting to see. Me, of course, obligatory, I've been playing Guild Wars 2. They're nearing the end of their living story that they started with when they launched the game, the year and a half long story told in 2 week segments. They did what some people would consider unthinkable and blew up a major city on Tuesday, which was awesome. So I've been spending a lot of time doing that. Played more Bravely Default. That's JRPG classic fun. Story starting to develop into something I recognize now, so I see two sides now, and story's starting to pick up there a little bit, so I'm getting more jobs unlocked, which is fun. I just unlocked the night, so those of you that are playing know where I'm at. But my big thing this week that is literally just kind of went, no, you're gonna play me, so I got into the Titanfall beta, which was
heard good things.
I think Reddit poster, I forget which person on Reddit posted this. I'd give them the credit if I remembered their username. It's like going back to Battlefield 4 after playing the Titanfall beta, and it was a meme, and it was just a picture of Battlefield 4 and it said, why can't I do anything exciting? Because that game is straight up. Like, when you see the gameplay of that game, you look at it and the wall running and the parkour and stuff, and you go, that's got to be complicated to do, but they have such an elegant... Everything is done with the jump button. Essentially, you jump to a wall, you start wall running. You can let go of the button, and then you jump again, you'll jump off the wall, but you'll fall off the wall after a certain amount of time. But you can jump from one wall to another wall to another wall, do a double jump in the air with your jetpack boost. And calling in a Titan never gets old. And once I realized it can damage things when I call the Titan in, if the Titan lands on something or lands on someone, it will kill them. That just became an objective every time I had a chance to call in a Titan. It's like, okay, what can I drop it on?
JC Smash!
Yeah, and just to see some of the gameplay videos of people doing things, like to call in a Titan, jump, wall jump, from one wall to another while going... doing that, looking down and shooting a guy below him, killing him, jumping off the wall he lands on over to his Titan and landing on top of his Titan and just scooting into it. It's just like you feel like a complete badass. I mean, it's just, there's no describing. The game just made me giddy. And if Guild Wars 2 wasn't doing such grandiose things, I think I'd kind of be like itching for more Titanfall, but Guild Wars 2 is numbing that pain right now, so that's good.
Nice.
Yes, so those of you that get a chance, try Titanfall. It's pretty good. So, that'll do it for what you've been playing. The big one this week, we're going to continue our talk that we started 2 weeks ago on 20 years of Sony, or 20 years of PlayStation, honestly. Sony's been around much longer than PlayStation.
By a couple years.
by just a few. Where we left off 2 weeks ago was at the Pocket Station, which was 1999, the little portable memory card that had a video game built into it, like you could do a Chocobo thing with Final Fantasy, that never, I don't think it ever actually made it to the U.S. Which means the next step in this is... the year 2000. In the year 2000.
I was just about to sing that.
Everything went belly up.
Damn it. Beat me to it. Jerk.
I should have just shut up and let one of you guys take that, but it was too easy. 2000 marked the launch of the PlayStation 2 and the PS1. The PS1, just basically a PlayStation, but smaller redesign, whiter.
Whiter than the whitest.
Whiter than the whitest. Much larger and black was the PS2.
Much larger. That thing was a beast.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes, that thing came out. And,
before its time, it was cool.
At the time, it was amazing. Like, it stood upright. Mm-hmm. I think this is the first console we saw that would stand up on its side.
I think that was one of the coolest parts about it, other than the fact that it was just straight up black and large, and it looked like just a beast. Is, yeah, you could get the stand for it and kind of park it to the side of your TV or underneath next to something. It didn't have to, didn't necessarily have to have a lot of room.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. This, what were the big games that you remember coming out early on this?
Early? Boy, I mean, I'm just thinking through the whole life cycle. Metal Gear. Yeah. I don't know when Final Fantasy X came out within the life cycle of the system. That was a big RPG for it.
I think that was about 2 or 3 years in. I was working at GameStop at the time.
God of War came out, was introduced on the PlayStation 2.
There was there's Tony Hawk was big in the beginning. Those sports games, I think.
Yeah, I think not FIFA, but Madden peaked on the PS2.
Oh, that's right. Yep. Yeah, Madden
was real big.
Ridge Racer.
Madden was huge. Yep. Ridge Racer. I believe, wasn't Metal Gear a launch title, though? Wasn't that one
of them
might title
Solid
for that
Snake,
system?
Like Metal Gear Solid.
Yeah, the second one.
One of them was
Metal Gear Solid 2. So
even solider.
Yeah, even solider. What am I doing here? I actually got to go back. I was actually looking up a list.
I'm looking at the IGN's top 100.
Oh, I just was looking at the 100, and I decided to go to the 25 just for.
Time Splitters. That was an earlier game.
Time Splitters
2 came out in 2002. That was a That was a really fun game.
That was a first-person shooter, wasn't it?
Yeah. First-person shooter, but it was the multiplayer. You could do one-on-one or whatever, but it also gave the option of having, I think it was one of the earlier games that let you have like 20 bots or something running around.
So you could
set up the difficulty on all of them. So you could actually have really pretty big matches.
This is the generation where Sega and Visual Concepts came up with NFL 2K5 for $20.
Yep.
And Madden forever changed the football video game landscape when they bought exclusivity rights from the NFL and essentially killed football video games.
Yep.
They did, because 2K made a damn good game.
They
did. For $20. I mean, even not even for $20. Had that been a full-priced game, that was a damn good football game.
Yeah.
I actually bought the 2K games over the EA ones for quite a few years as far as the hockey and the football. I just thought they were a better experience.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, I like them. That's me coming from Dreamcast. That's where I was. That was where the football games in the Dreamcast. So.
Yeah, they had every functionality in that game that Madden had, and they sold it at over half the price. I mean, just...
yeah.
It was an amazing feat by them to they knew they couldn't go head to head with Madden at the same price, and people wouldn't. It's kind of like when we were talking WoW last week, where yep. people won't give up that history, that nostalgia, that investment they have in WoW. Well, they knew they couldn't get people to do that with Madden, but give it the same game at half the price, they'll give it up pretty quick, and they did.
Yeah, exactly.
Because I think the only year Madden wasn't the top selling football game.
Yeah.
Well, quite frankly, I think EA needed to buy those rights in order to kind of stay in the game, because you can't compete with a game that's half the price and just as fun, if not better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, that's Madden needed to either come down in price, and that's I was kind of hoping the whole market was going to drop in price there, but that didn't end up being a thing. That was my wishful thinking, my naive.
Yeah,
my naivety.
That was the start of a decrease in pricing of games. But no.
Yeah. Nope. They don't ever go down.
Doesn't seem like it.
Well, yeah. The interesting thing about the PlayStation 2 is a lot of franchises were born on this system, mm-hmm. as far as like mm-hmm. the God of War,
Sly Cooper,
Call of Duty was born. Mm-hmm. And this generation?
Was it born in this generation, or...?
Yes. The first Call of Duty... Okay. Nope! Holy crap, what am I thinking?
No, there was a Call of Duty back on the PS1.
There's Call of Duties on computer before that.
I'm looking
at a list by date of games that were released, and the PlayStation must have came out on October 26, 2000, because I remember I got mine the day it released and bought Madden 2001 with it. That was my release game.
Yep.
Any of you remember Ready to Rumble Boxing? Afro Thunder.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
That was big at the release. That was one of their big launch titles.
Yep.
SSX was a big game, a snowboarding game.
That was the first one. Gran Turismo was... The Gran Turismo that came out on the PlayStation 2 was awesome.
Yeah, Gran Turismo 3 came out on the PS2. There were actually a couple of them that came out. 3 and 4, I think, came out there.
A couple of them, yeah. Well, they took damn long to make that by the time they had one out at the beginning of the life cycle, and they came out with the second one barely at the end of the life cycle. This is what it seemed like.
That was Final Fantasy as well.
Yeah.
It's very similar. The Final Fantasy X came out about 2 years in, I think.
In the life cycle.
And then, they didn't get another one until they did X-2.
After 10, I haven't liked a Final Fantasy game since 10.
You didn't like 11?
No.
Or, I mean, not 11, 12?
No, 12 didn't do it for me 12. Either.
I thought 12 was pretty cool. Then again, I didn't finish 12.
No. I think I did finish 12, and the problem is I can't tell you a damn thing about it, which tells you how much I cared about it. It didn't catch with me in the whole... And, you know, they've turned 12 into a trilogy now, and they got Lightning Returns, which is just getting hammered by reviews.
No, that's 13.
Oh, is that 13?
13's a trilogy
What the hell
now,
was 2? Oh, 12 was the one with
the
beastly hunt.
And, yeah.
Had that beastly hunt thing at the end that was like a 30-some-hour fight if you tried to do the whole damn thing at once.
Yep.
Seriously?
You can save in the middle of the fight. Yeah,
it was insane. I mean, it's just the enemy had like, you know, his life bar at the top of the screen. You take it down, and you had to do that like I don't know, 30, 40 times before the thing died. It was just stupid.
No, thank you. Square
putting something impossible in their game.
This is the generation that spawned Guitar Hero as well.
The rhythm game started coming into it?
Guitar Hero 1 and Guitar Hero 2 were both on the PlayStation 2.
Crazy Taxi was rocking. This generation.
Yeah, Crazy Taxi. A lot of those Sega ports that didn't do a whole lot because of the Dreamcast bombing out and Sega dumping out of the game at that point. A lot of them made them over to PS2 and the newcomer, the Xbox, at the same time.
If anybody still plays PlayStation 2 games and you like RPGs, the original Xenosaga is an interesting RPG that's actually quite fun and has a very nice story to it. That was one I caught. It was towards the end of the system life cycle, so it didn't get a lot of publicity, but it was a very, very good game.
You know what I've never played? Well, okay, a lot of games I've never played.
Ico and Shadow of the Colossus?
Mm-hmm.
Those two. But I'm looking at really good. Kingdom Hearts.
Yeah, I've never gotten into Kingdom Hearts. I played a little bit of it, but never got into it. Oh my gosh, Gran Turismo 4 apparently came out on the PlayStation 2 as well.
I own Kingdom Hearts. I played, I probably played through half of it before I got sick of it. And this is a problem I have with a lot of RPGs that come out these days. I really don't like the battle system of having you control the main character and having two bots follow you around. It just isn't my cup of tea. I want to control the entire party.
Yep.
And so
default.
But I mean, that's the norm now. Dragon Age, Mass Effect, Star Wars: The Old Republic, all of them use that same system. You control the main character with two bots running around, and it's just like, come on, guys, something new.
This was also the generation that saw GTA go
big
3D. This is where GTA like blew up. I mean, there was GTA 1 on the PS, GTA 1 2, on the
something
on the
to
PS1
be
that
something to be said
down.
About a
GTA
over,
3
over
came
the
out
head.
In 2001.
That was hard as hell to play, too. Holy shit.
Tony Hawk blew up on PlayStation 2. Yeah. Was a big one during that time frame.
Shadow of the Colossus was a pretty phenomenal game.
I'm surprised across the platforms we haven't seen a sequel to that, another go at Shadow of the Colossus.
There are rumors to be working on it. It was supposed to be on PS3, and now maybe looking for PS4. I end up seeing it.
Seeing Devil
May. We did mention God of War.
Yeah, I'm seeing Devil May Cry here. That's a popular one with some fans. I never played it, but I know that's one out there. Burnout was a fun racing game.
Burnout was awesome. Burnout.
You could do the crash courses on that. I didn't care about the racing. It was all about the crash courses, trying to rack up as much damage as you could.
Yep.
Just barreling at 90 miles an hour into an intersection, seeing how much chaos you could cause.
Mm-hmm.
I actually really had a lot of fun with that on the GameCube. And I'm actually... Yeah. I'm scouring eBay, and we'll get into this not next.
Discovering eBay?
No, I'm really
You're
digging
getting
into
addicted
it.
To eBay.
Well, I try to stay away, but after this past week when I really decided to get Mario Kart for the GameCube, we'll go over that after we have our game night next Friday. But
yes,
that was really fun on the GameCube. Good graphics, and I never played on the PlayStation 2, but
so.
Another fan favorite that surfaced on the PlayStation is Katamari Damacy.
That was that drawing Damacy. Game, the painting.
That's the rolling one where you build yourself.
Oh, okay, yeah, I remember that.
Essentially, rollover junk. Never really caught my eye, or I'm like, okay, cool, you can make yourself a big pile of junk.
Yeah.
Fun.
I mean, for my money, I'd say the PlayStation 2, probably in my opinion, the second best system. Of all time, if I had ranked systems, I would put this one right up there as the number two. There was a lot of, it was a big step forward from PlayStation 1, the graphics. I mean, when you first saw Madden on the PlayStation 2 compared to what it was, that was huge. I think the change from CD-ROM to DVD, that step up in technology allowed game makers to make the games that much better. I think that's a very important step in the history of video games, going from CD-ROM to DVD, because if you remember, I play RPGs, so that's my reference point. Final Fantasy 9 was 4 discs long on the PlayStation 1, and then 10 comes out on the PS2, it's 1 DVD.
Yeah, exactly.
So
there's a big step up there. Remember the Bouncer? Did you play the Bouncer at all from Square Enix?
Oh, I saw it. I don't think I ever rented it.
I ended up buying that one, and I finished that one.
There you go.
It wasn't a very good game, but I finished it.
Must have been short.
It was about 8 hours.
I rented it.
And that
it.
Was its biggest complaint at that time. So
wasn't great.
Yeah.
Well, what is the one, I'm sure you guys didn't talk to it, but the one where the guy gets kidnapped, I believe it's a third person, and it's really gory, and you have to kind of make your way through the maze, and it's like the cameras are watching you, this guy, almost like Saw.
Silent Hill? Maybe
no.
Silent Hill?
It was really controversial fan, so. Because it was very graphic, very...
Manhunt?
Yes.
Manhunt, yes.
Manhunt
and State of Emergency both came out on the system. State of Emergency was a cartoonish, over-the-top violent game. This is where violence really, I think, started peaking in video games.
Yeah, GTA.
Because the realism jumped up a level.
Mm-hmm.
And with it came, oh, we can actually do this now. And
yeah.
Nobody's stopping us from being over the top.
And the game library for the PS2 was enormous because Xbox was just coming onto the scene and really hadn't gotten traction yet. Nintendo kind of flopped with the N64, so PS2 really dominated this era of gaming in terms of developers and big market titles. Pretty much were exclusive to the PS2 for a good 5-year span there.
Yeah, that's with Nintendo's problems, just having the remaining a cartridge base increased the cost of production just infinitely.
It's unfortunate because I owned a N64 eventually. I got it later in the life cycle, but I mean, Legend of Zelda Ocarina of Time was a great game. What they did with Mario and going 3D and being able to move around, they did a lot of the really neat things with the N64, but
they were so far behind the eight ball
by the time they got it out.
Yeah, it had its fun games, but it also had its huge giant flops that were just boring as shit and tough as hell to play. Yep. Mario Kart was really fun on there.
Mario Party Bond, was first.
The original Bond, which really kind of got 007, that first-person shooter.
Yep. GoldenEye.
Got that first-person shooter genre really going. Was
the multiplayer first-person shooter.
Yes.
Four controllers, four players in there. That was kind of the first, because you couldn't play online at this time yet, so except on your PC. So that was really the first multiplayer type game.
Oh, we used to get hammered in college and play this.
I remember when the first Mario Party came out, and me and my wife would play it. I literally had blisters on my hands from trying to rotate that stupid analog stick around.
I think one of the biggest drawbacks on the N64 at that time was its controller.
Oh my god.
I mean, we'll get into it. We'll do a big one on best and worst controllers at one point, but this has got to be one of the worst controllers in history.
Uh-huh.
It's
kind of got people ready for the Xbox, I guess, but
even the Xbox One, the original Xbox, their first controller design was way better, and that was horrible.
I'm just talking about the size.
Having that big...
Yeah, even that thing was light years ahead of this N64 controller. Mm-hmm. It's just bad.
Yeah, Nintendo made some bad decisions in that generation.
Yes, they did. Moving forward, in 2003, the PSX was released, which didn't see the shore here in the United States. The iToy came out, the first time we really got into interactive cameras. I remember there was an interactive camera on the Game Boy. This is kind of their follow-up to it. They had some little pet app things they could do. Yes, exactly.
It's about what it was.
That's what it was, and things stayed on the straight and narrow. PS2 dominating the market. Later came out with the PS2 Slimline in 2004. I think the biggest thing for this one was when this came out, it no longer had a tray. It had a flip open top like the PS1 that you can put the disc in. They finally figured out a way to not have the disc shoot out of there because it was rotating so fast.
My PS2, I bought the day it released in 2000, I bought the PS2 and it is still working. That is one tough system. And I played that thing a lot.
That was a reliable system.
I had the original PlayStation 2 for about six or seven years before I ended up jumping into the Xbox world. which I regretted. Yeah. But.
I used to pack that thing up, haul it in a backpack to friend's house on my bike. I mean, that thing took a beating, and it never failed. That was a well-designed system.
Something the fan got loud as shit after a while, but it started out loud as shit, so I shouldn't say anything. But
the other thing that happened in 2004 was Sony's first, actually, I should say it's their second attempt at a mobile market with the release of the PSP, which was, I remember when this thing launched, I went out and bought one, and it was so expensive at the time.
I was going to say, how much were they?
They were like $500.
They were insanely expensive. That was, compared to what Game Boys were at the time.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, the competition being the Game Boy, I think the Game Boy Advance was out. At that point.
Yeah, and the PSP.
But it didn't even have a backlit screen at that point. So the PSP comes out, and it's got this gorgeous 7-inch screen, backlit. Battery dies in 2 hours, but you don't care because it's so beautiful. Remember, it came with Spider-Man, the movie?
And everything was on mini discs. That was the way they were going. Mini discs were going to be at UMD. Yep, there you go.
And I think that was honestly the biggest mistake in the launch of the PSP. They should have gone.
Full CD base or what?
No. They should have gone the other way, the way they're going now with cards and just a computer chip card. And moving parts on a specifically mobile platform, just a bad idea in general.
It is, but, I mean, technology at that time, though, what are you playing with?
Well, everything was cartridges in the mobile market, and by everything, I mean
Game
everything
Boy.
Nintendo did.
Yeah,
Game Boy and Game Boy Advance. So,
I think it's a matter of how much memory you can put on one of those versus how much memory you can shove onto a.
It was that, and this was also. I mean that, and that's the other thing that kills battery life. Moving parts killed battery life. This thing had a horrible, horrible battery life. I remember plenty of times. Hi, Brutus. playing it with. playing it plugged into my wall just because it was. Mm-hmm. It was a thing. So
no comments from me. I never got into mobile gaming. Still aren't. Hasn't really tripped my trigger.
Not a ton. We had a little bit of time where we both had a PSP, I remember.
Yeah, for a little bit. I tried it out, and it was like, yeah.
Yeah. Mm. So that's, I think that's where we're going to tie this one off for our big one this week. We'll have a 20 Years of Sony Part 3 coming up. It's kind of ironic how this is lining up Part 1, Part 2, and Part 3.
PS1, PS2, PS3. Mm-hmm.
Essentially.
Exactly. Essentially, that's how it's going. So, looking at rumors, releases, and rants, we got some releases this week. Rayman Legends for the Xbox One and PlayStation 4 came out on Tuesday. From one article I read, the Definitive Edition is on the Wii U.
Definitive? Say that five times.
Definitive Edition.
Is that the new, like, it's, we can't call it a collector's
visually,
edition anymore. We can't call
visually and everything. It was just
definitive
was
is the
developed.
New word.
Yeah, apparently, the one you want to play if you have the option to choose it. I'm just doing that because Wii U, it needs some love. But Rayman Legends, yes. If you haven't played the demo of this, if you have Steam, or you can get a demo online. Download the demo, play the Castle Rock level. That was my first introduction to the Wii U, and I was grinning ear to ear. Everything timed to the song Black Betty. It's fantastic. That came out Tuesday. Strider, PS3 and PS4 on Tuesday, and Xbox One on Wednesday. And PC. Oh, wow. Cool. It came out on PC. And I made the show notes. I may want to try that out. It's callback to the Super Nintendo and arcade hit. Actually, Genesis and arcade hit Strider. Super Nintendo version was slightly differently. Slightly different. I have good memories. I beat this game on Super Nintendo. From what the Giant Bomb guys are saying, it's good. Not inherently better or worse. A little bit of a old school side scrolling, beat 'em up, shoot 'em up type thing. And the last release of note is Donkey Kong Country Tropical Freeze, which has been getting good and bad reviews here and there.
Yeah, depends on
game of the month and Game Informer, but That's Game Informer.
game trailers rated it well too. They gave it a 9. It was close to a 9. They gave it a good rating.
Yeah, it's up there. I will definitely at least try it out, rent it, do something.
I don't know. And then the original Donkey Kong Country didn't trip my trigger, and this one doesn't look all that much different. From what they've said on game trailers, it's not only is it not a whole lot different, it's a ton harder. If you like a challenge, this game's gonna give it to you. It sounds like.
Well, maybe that's a good thing. Maybe. Because I find myself being attracted to more challenging games lately because, yeah, Flappy Bird. I mean, that's a whole discussion we can talk about sometime. Well,
I will
done with that.
I will mute you all if you start talking about.
Love you, Norm.
Yeah, I'm sure you do, asshole. This is what you can do with your fucking heart hands. Back
Flappy
up so
Bird.
You can see it all.
I know how to set Norm off now with two words.
Yeah, heart shaped hands.
The best two developments that came out of Flappy Birds were the Flappy Bird MMO, which is a website, and literally you see 100, 150, 200, 500 people trying to do Flappy Bird all at the same time. Your bird's highlighted, but you see everyone's bird trying to go through this thing. Which, if you actually look at that, would remind you of something else, which ended up becoming a thing. So, and I'm biting my tongue because my daughter is standing 10 feet from me. So, think about it for a little bit.
Well, I was wondering what you were trying to get at. I was like, I'm not sure why you're not just come out and saying it.
No.
Yes,
kids.
Yes.
I don't
yes.
have kids, so I can say whatever the fuck I want.
Yes. So, yep. So, yeah, that's... Those are our releases. That's a show.
Mm-hmm.
We done it. I've done another one in the books. You want to get in contact with us on Twitter? I, of course, am at jcardit, JCARDIT. Tom is at Tom M. Norman, TOMMNORMAN. And are you ready for this? I gotta lean forward. Rick is at RJ Lefebvre, RJLEFEBVRE. Man, I mess that up every time. I want to say BRVE.
Nope.
It's not.
I'll have to change my Twitter handle to make it easier.
No, you need to make it longer and harder.
Just mess with
yeah, that's what Jason. They all say, Norm.
There's pumps for that.
There's pills for that.
Yeah, exactly. That's going to do it. Thank you for joining us. We'll catch you next week. Be good, everyone.
Out.
Where do your moms? I came to,
drop
something.
Balls.
Something,
Bibles, Psalms, something.